You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're listening to 95 BFM with Jen. This is Morning Glory. Before the break, we heard Fade Away by Emoogi, 2017 track. A nice little segue into having Carl and Yeri here. Welcome.
Hello.
How's your day going?
I literally just finished work like 20 minutes ago.
Had a good solid like 15 minute power walk session.
Yeah. And they brought bagels and I'm infinitely thankful for carbs.
Actually, sorry, I have to shout out Shirley and I have to shout out Jet and I have to shout out my girlfriend Casey because I told them that I would. Yeah, so shout outs to Bagel Love, everybody.
Are they listening?
Yes, they are.
We love Bagel Love.
Amazing. And I will also say hi to Shirley. I used to work at Graylin Faro. And I would do orders for you. So, hey, Cheryl.
Hey, girl.
So you guys are in here to chat about your new track.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about it.
Ooh.
Sorry, throw you right in the deep end.
Well, I guess Be Here Soon is kind of like our poppiest, most upbeat song.
Mm.
And it's kind of about, you know, it's a fun song. It's a dancey track. Mm-hmm. You can get silly with it. I guess it's kind of about... boredom, dissociation with reality. So okay. It's kind of like a contrast to the beat in a way. Yeah.
All of those things. I listened to it 2 days ago when you released it.
Mm.
And that immediately came to mind. I'm like, oh, this is way bouncier. It's like quite light, not just in the sound, but in sort of the lyrics as well compared to some of your other tracks.
Mm.
And is that like an intentional contrast or was it just something that you kind of felt like making?
I think like no matter how upbeat Carl of a beat Carl makes, I will always write emo lyrics.
Yeah. I love me some emo lyrics. Yeah. But it's even the delivery of them as well. Because, for example, like Green Smoke, which you released earlier in the year, it has that sort of sticky, like you're kind of wading through water. Mm. Like everything's a little bit drawn out, even though you're not missing a beat. But this one is much clearer. It's like on the beat a little bit.
Yeah.
And the album art or the visuals for it are quite pared back compared to it as well. It's like very black. Well, it is. Yeah. It's black and white, really simple. Yeah, it's a nice little contrast. Is it like a recently written track or have you had it kind of in the back pocket?
Yeah, well, like we had Green Smoke that was like we had onto that song for like almost a year maybe, like slowly coming
probably
back
probably 2 years
on it.
Yeah.
So like wow. I think before Green Smoke came out we were working on Be Here Soon and so yeah I think
probably around almost a year
but we I feel like that's when like the initial idea for the track came about, but we've kind of been like coming back and refining things and like working on it little bits here and there.
And you guys seem to have like quite a natural dynamic with each other, not just with performing, but the things that you make, you seem really comfortable and like the creative process.
Now we're very uncomfortable. This is all for sure.
I mean, with each other, you know, it's hard to find people who you have like a natural rapport with. Is that something you've always had? Like, did you meet each other and were like, yeah, we clicked, or did you work on it?
Well, I think we were like really good friends before we even started making music.
Right.
Anyway, we kind of just fell into the same friend group in high school.
Yeah. Friendship comes first.
Yes. So it was actually just like a couple friends of ours suggested that we make music together because we've both been playing in some bands at school. And yeah, like ever since we started recording stuff together, we just got, you know, everyone we showed said it was like, it was really good, you know.
And we're like validate us.
Positive validate. Yeah. It's good. It's like, it helps you drive.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like ever since then, it was kind of just like when we meet up, it was just kind of this unsaid thing that we were going to work on music when we catch up.
And it's more like, I think it took more time to develop like a solid like workflow.
Like a system of like what works for you guys.
As opposed to like working together and then like becoming comfortable with each other. I feel like it's like definitely the other way.
Yeah.
Right. Awesome. This year has been pretty cool for you guys so far. Like Green Smoke had lots of like great hype around it and there was a beautiful video which I really like. You had the little New Balance feature as well, which is pretty cool. Mm. You played Laneway.
Yeah.
Have you got anything else in the works? Like lots in the works.
Well, like we've just got so many songs that we've been working on, so we're focusing on making an EP now, and so hopefully we can come out soon,
quite soon.
And we might we're thinking about dropping another single before the EP comes out, so keep your ears peeled.
I'm sure we all will be having our ears peeled. And hopefully we'll have you in here I don't know, do another live to air or something.
That would be amazing. I'd love to do that. I'd be like less anxious this
time. Honestly, I remember being like so impressed about how, because I don't make music, but I can sing, but I know how it is to sing in front of people or on a microphone, and it's so difficult to like deliver what you want. And I remember you both being just like really great. I was blown away.
I remember it differently, but okay.
I'm sure you do. All right, shall we listen to the new track, Be Here Soon? Do you want to intro it?
Yeah, this is our new track, Be Here Soon. We are Imugi. Thanks for listening.
Woo.
Yeah, but don't get
done. Sorry, guys. No, that's fine. Thanks for coming in.
Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.